The Legal Anatomy of Franklin's Two-Front War Against City Hall. The controversy surrounding the fabricated Facebook post presented at the January 16, 2024, Sarasota City Commission meeting spawned a complex, multi-year legal saga. Laurel Park resident Kelly Franklin sought justice through two distinct legal avenues, one targeting the politician who presented the hoax, and another targeting the municipal record that enshrined it. Both avenues ran headfirst into high-walled legal protections designed to insulate governments from liability. Here is a summary legal analysis of how both cases unfolded. The defamation lawsuit, Franklin versus Batty. The claim. Franklin filed a civil lawsuit against City Commissioner Kyle Batty seeking damages in excess of $50,000 for defamation, libel, civil conspiracy, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. She alleged Batty knowingly and maliciously presented a fabricated, racially charged post and attributed it to her. The legal hurdle, absolute immunity, the merits of whether Batty knew the post was a hoax, ultimately did not matter in civil court. In mid-2024, 12th Judicial Circuit Court Judge Stephen Walker dismissed the lawsuit with prejudice. He based his ruling entirely on the established Florida doctrine of absolute immunity. Because Batty made the statements and presented the materials while seated on the dais during an official city commission meeting, he was legally shielded from civil defamation claims, regardless of the statements, truth, or his underlying intent. Because he was acting in his official capacity, the city was also obligated to cover his legal fees, which exceeded $25,000. The outcome: dropped under financial threat, Franklin initially appealed the dismissal. However, in December 2024, she allowed the appeal deadline to expire. Batty's attorney had utilized a Florida legal mechanism called a proposal for settlement. If Franklin lost her appeal, this maneuver would have made her personally liable for paying Batty's ongoing attorney fees. Facing devastating financial exposure, Franklin dropped the case, publicly criticizing the legal tactic as an extortionist maneuver that forced her to abandon the appeal out of pragmatism. The public records fight, writ of mandamus. The claim. Having lost the defamation route, Franklin filed a petition for a writ of mandamus in late 2025. Representing herself, she sought a court order to force the City of Sarasota to amend the official January 16, 2024 meeting minutes to remove or correct the attribution of the hoax post to her. The legal hurdle. Ministerial versus discretionary acts. A writ of mandamus is an extraordinary remedy that can only be used to force a government body to perform a strict, legally mandated ministerial duty, a task where they have no choice. The city's outside counsel, Jay Dondu, acknowledged in court filings that the city accepts the post was a hoax. However, the city successfully argued that under Florida's Sunshine Law, meeting minutes merely reflect a summary of what occurred at the meeting, not an assertion that what was presented was factually true. Furthermore, amending minutes is a discretionary act of the commission, not a ministerial duty. The outcome. Pending final dismissal. On April 9, 2026, General Magistrate Medisa M. Turner agreed with the city, issuing a recommended order to dismiss the case with prejudice. Turner noted Franklin failed to provide any case law or statute giving a citizen the clear legal right to compel a city to correct meeting minutes. Franklin filed formal exceptions to the magistrate's order, arguing that a record containing, undisputed error it has already accepted as true cannot be considered a lawful minute. On May 26, 2026, Franklin presented these arguments during a hearing before Circuit Judge Dana Moss. The legal community is currently awaiting Judge Moss's final decision on whether to adopt the magistrate's recommendation to dismiss the case permanently. The legal takeaway. Franklin's saga illustrates a chilling reality of municipal law. Elected officials possess near-bulletproof immunity for what they say on the dais, and cities have vast discretion over their own historical records. Even when a municipality legally concedes that a resident was the victim of a fabricated hoax presented during a meeting, the judicial system offers virtually no mechanism to force the city to correct the record or compensate the victim.